Reform groups say that they're disappointed with the direction of the commission that's developing a public campaign finance system for New York State elected offices. The commission has just two more meetings before it releases its final report. Karen DeWitt explains.
Key commissioners appointed by Governor Cuomo are backing individual contribution limits for candidates of up to $25,000, which would be among the highest in the nation. Dave Palmer with the Fair Elections Coalition, made up of over 200 groups, says the proposals defeat the purpose of a system intended to encourage small donations from members of the public who aren't wealthy.
The charge of this commission is to set up a system of public financing to reduce the undue influence of big money in our politics. And the main point is that these contribution limits will allow big money to continue flowing, and it's just completely unacceptable.
Alex Camarda with Reinvent Albany says, in effect, the public would be asked to help subsidize the big money donors because the first $250 of even the largest donations would be matched by public funds by at least a 6-to-1 ratio.
It's outrageous that a candidate could raise $25,000 contributions and taxpayers would have to kick in $1,500 or even $2,300 on large contributions. That is unacceptable.
The commission has not yet voted on the exact contribution limits. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.